Schwester Ralf Schlita. It's a tremendous chus to be here. Actually, a second time I spoke here a few years ago. And you should know that as a kehila, we have a very wonderful Shem Tov. I go places and I meet some of the chevra from this kehila, even not from the kehila. A very, very special Shem Tov out of these Dalai Lamas here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you the strength to continue fight and bring your Shemayim. Slacha and everything, the Machsim Tayyib is everyone. So, coming towards the end of the Yamin L'Raim, and of course, the theme of Yamin L'Raim is the Indian of Yira, Yira Shemaim. And Yira Shemaim is perhaps one of the deepest sugyas in all of Torah. And this is a time of year to delve into the sugya of Yerushalayim. And I know the hour's late, but it's a seres mechuvah, and I know it was coming to speak to Chashav Olam. So some thoughts, some deeper thoughts on the inyan of Yerushalayim. It's the avoid of this man. So the Beis HaMikdash is really the focus of our tefillahs during this time of year and everything which the Beis HaMikdash represents. Kfayim al chashamayim, v'simlech ato Hashem al-Wadach al-Kol Ma'asecha. Another one of the central themes which we've been walking along with during this time of year is the Akedah. From Rosh Hashanah, during the Yimei HaSlichais, every single day we mention a Slicha regarding the Akedah, all the way up to Yom HaKippurim and Mitzvah Hashem. This emphasis on the Akedah on the Makom HaMikdash, and of course the Akedah took place on the Makom HaMikdash. This is the Makom Asher Amar Leah Lekim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram about, which was somewhat like discovered at that time. And according to Rav Deis, in fact, in the Medrash, that the Akedah took place on Rosh Hashanah, yet there is one day that it took place on Yom HaKippurim. Maybe we'll try to explain a little bit the Eilu Ve'ilu Devei Elokim Chaim regarding this machlokes about the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. But this idea of Rosh Hashanah, the Akedah, and the Beis HaMikdash, you could tie it all together with the Gematria. Rosh Hashanah is the Gematria Beis HaMikdash, as I state in Svarim. And it's also the Gematria of Ha'alekim Nisai Savram, which is how the Nisayin of the Akedah opens up. And the place of the Makom HaMikdash is the place of Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk tells us in the Torah, U'mikdashi tira'u, that there's a Yira, which every single person is margish at the Makom HaMikdash. And Avraham Avinu succeeded in the Nisayin of the Akedah, the Torah tells us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram through the Malachim, Ata yadati kirei elekim ata. Now I know that you're Yor Elekim. And in fact, Avraham Avinu calls the place of the Akedah Hashem Yireh. Yerushalayim is from that name, which implies the Yerushalayim of the place. And being that we're holding in the beginning of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah, every Reishis has to do with Yira. As the Pasuk says, Reishis Chachma, Yira Sasha. As the Zayar Kadosh tells us in Tikkunim, Bereishis, which is the first word in Torah, is the Oisi Yis Yarei Boishis, or Yarei Shabbos. That the very first word in Torah, which is called Reishis, opens up with the concept of Yerushalayim. And therefore, at the beginning of the year, the theme is Yerushalayim from many different ways. And from the Shofar as well, the Gemara says, Shofar is a Chachma, and it's not a Malacha. And of course, if it's a Chachma, it's Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. The Riyah Kadosh has many Kavanas when it comes to the Shofar. that he says the Shem is Gematria Elikim b'miluyay, and the Reish is Gematria Elikim b'ribuva, and then the Peivav is Gematria Elikim. He has a whole cheshbin where the Shofar itself is an entire sugi of Yerushalayim. Hayitaka Shofar b'yir v'ha'am l'yacharadu. In fact, the Meyakoilis of the Shofar, a smacht of that comes from that which the Torah says, V'ata Yisrael ma'asham alokecha shoyal me'imach ki'im l'yira, Al tikri ma alameya. This is a remnant to the Meya Kailais, mamish from the heart of the sugi of Yerushalayim in the Torah. And again, it's one of the deepest sugyas in Alf Torah. The Ari HaKadosh tells us that we say for these 10 days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, the Zemer, the Kapitel of Shehamalos Mimamakim. And he bases it on the Sefer Yetzirah, which says that there's called 10 amakim, 10 oimeks, connected these 10 days of the Yamin Lerayim. And there he explains that oimek is gematria yira. And there's a certain amkus of Yerushalayim which is nisgalah during this period. The idea that the whole sugi of Yerushalayim is so complex, we see many times from the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva was the one who was able to understand the secret of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim, that last S which Shimon Hamsuni couldn't understand. And that which the Gemara tells us on the Pasuk, V'ata Yisrael Mashem Elokecha Shreel Mimel Kim L'Yira, the Gemara says, Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mir Shamayim. That everything is in the hands of Shemayim except for Yerushalayim. The amkus of what that means, the Rambam understands that Yerushalayim means that a person has Bechira Chafshis. That's what it means, that he has the choice of Yerushalayim. But the whole sugi of what belongs to Rebbeinu, what belongs to us, is the whole world of Schar V'Onesh, it's the whole Avoda. And just a few more questions to lead up to the sugi of Mitzvah Shem. There's clearly a difference between the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah and the Shofar of Yom Kippur. In fact, the Gemara learns out towards the end of Rosh Hashanah that the whole Metzias of the Tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah is learned out from the Shofar of Yom Kippur during the Yovel year, through Gzeir Shavah. As if to say that really the Shoyrish of the Tkiyas comes from Yom Kippurim, but that there's a hispashtus of those Tkiyas of the Shoyfar, which expands and extends itself to Rosh Hashanah. What's the difference between the Tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah, which we've heard already, and the Tkiyah, or the set of Tkiyas, which we're coming to on Yom Kippurim, which in fact will symbolize the conclusion of these days called the Yamin Lerayim, so to speak? Every day during these days, we conclude davening by saying L'Dovet Hashem Ayri. And L'Dovet Hashem Ayri says, Hashem Ayri v'Yishi. Chazal say, Ayri is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom Kippurim. And then Chazal say, and the Pasuk says, Mimi Ira. David HaMelech says, who do I have to fear? The beginning of the Davar Hashem Ayri, which we hold on to very tightly during these days, begins with the idea of Hashem Ayri, Rosh Hashanah, Yishi Yom Kippurim, Mimi Ira, who do I fear? That the Avoda of a Yid, when it comes to the whole Sugi of Yira, in the beginning, is to know that there's no one to fear other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Sfarim HaKadoshim call this every midah has what's called an afila. If we love something other than the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then we need to channel it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the famous maral that when Yaakov and Yosef were coming to meet, so Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema, why did he say it, says the maral? Because he felt such an overwhelming sense of love for Yosef, and he wanted to channel that towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be mevarer the midahs. That if there's an afila in the midah of Yira, which means that if I'm afraid of someone else or something else, The Baal Shem Tov calls that to be ma'ale yira to naira, to return the midah of yira to he who is naira. Like we say in davening, we refer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu as hakel hagadol hagibor v'hanoira. And in the capital which we say, lam natseach livnei karech mizmor, before the Tekiah Shreif, we refer to Kodesh Baruch Hu as elyon naira, the one who is elyon when it comes to yira. Mimi ira, the first nakuda when it comes to your Shemaim is to be mevarah that there's no one else, nothing to fear other than Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And in fact, in Chazal, on the pasuk of Umi Mikdashi Tiro, they come to be mevarah that and they say, Al tira na mikdash, lomi mina mikdash atayare. Don't be afraid of the mikdash, elomi misha shaykhin bo atayare. Don't make the mistake to think that even from the base of mikdash itself, you should have a ira from that. No. It's only from the Ribbon Shalom who resides in the base of mikdash. But after that, when we understand the idea that Tikkun HaYira and the Sugya of Yira begins by understanding very clear that it's only from the Ribbono Shel Olam that one should have a Yira from, begins the real depth of understanding of what is the Sugya of Yira Shemayim. And fundamentally, the Sugya of Yira breaks down into three different types of Yira. As is recorded in the Braisa of Pinchas Ben Yair, which the Mesil Sesharim follows through the Sefer. And these two yiras are called yiras ha'oinesh, yiras ha'roimimus, and yiras ha'chet. Yiras ha'oinesh will begin with yiras ha'oinesh. Yiras ha'oinesh means that a person sees the Ribbono Shel Olam as like a taskmaster, as a boss, as somebody who is makbid. I'm doing the right thing, not doing the wrong thing. As of this yira, which is yiras ha'oinesh, of which everybody is expected to have yiras ha'oinesh, and in fact, even a behemah has yiras ha'oinesh, because if you hold up a stick to a behemah, it's scared. So although the Rambam says that such a yira is okay for katni ha'seichel, but a person who's an elevated person, who's a bar das, he knows that yiras ha'oinesh is not a madriga that a person should settle for in his life. That if he goes against Levin thinking that the Ribbono Shel Olam is somebody who I have to walk around very afraid of in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may hurt me, may take away from me, so then he missed the boat when it came to yiras ha'oinesh. That wasn't what yira was all about. He didn't understand the inyan of being ma'ala yira tenayra. The second level of Yiras Shemayim, which is called Yiras HaRemimus, already is touching upon a deeper inyan in the inyan of Yiras Shemayim, that a person has a hergish of the awesomeness in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad Yochid V'Yuchad, there's nobody like him, that he's Soiviv Kol Almin, he's Mamalda Kol Almin, the last Asar Panamine, like the Lashonis of the Zohar HaKadosh. This is the Yira of which the Mefarshim, Ruva the Ruva say that when the Torah says, Ki'im L'Yira, that Hashem is only asking Yira Shemayim of you, he's asking for this Yira, which is called Yira Saremimus. And then thirdly, there's the Yira which is called Yira Shchet, of which the Mesil Shisharim explains that Yira Shchet is really built on the Midah of Avas Hashem. That when a person comes to Yira Saremimus, he will come inevitably to an Ava of a Kadosh Baruch Hu because of his Achdus, Echad, his Gematria, Ahava. And he's afraid, he's concerned that he may lose that Ava. And so what Yiras Chet means, that he's afraid of doing a Chet, not because he may get patched for doing the Chet, but by doing a Chet, he may lose his Madrego of Avas Hashem. So Mameila, this is the Sulam. From Yiras HaOinesh to Yiras HaRemimus to Yiras Chet. And perhaps this is what Chazal mean when they tell us that when it comes to the Makam HaMikdash, the Avos HaKadoshim had different names for it. Chazal say that Avram Karei Har, he called it a mountain, Yitzhak Karei Sadeh, the Yaakov Karei Bais. What we see here is that there's a movement, that there's a shift forward from what's called Chitzonius, which is like a mountain, where there's no civilization on the top of a mountain, to a sada, where there's already a place that a person can grow and to use, and then coming into a bais, which is already domesticated, which is misukan, which is livable. The progression in the, what's called the birur of the makam hamikdash, which is the place of Yerushalayim. Now, to move one step deeper into the sug of Yerushalayim, there's a klaliyistic question when it comes to Yerushalayim based on the Gemara of Hakobi de Shemayim Chutzim Yerushalayim. Does the Midah of Yira pertain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all? Meaning, I understand that I can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that He loves me. But is it possible that in the same way that I have Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He has Yira from something? You ever wondered such a question before? Is it possible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Yira? It says the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Vayira, takes a stand on this issue, and he says, "Dolo shayich Yira etzel habor yisbarach." It's not possible Yira by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, Pinchas Karetzer in Parshas Ekev says the same thing, and that's Pshat and Pasek. Va'ata Yisrael Moshem Alokech HaShayil Mimach. Hashem is asking it from you because He doesn't have Yira from anything. So which the Gemara says on that pasuk that Ein lo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu be'oitzrei el Yerushalayim b'levad means that it's very precious to l'Kadosh Baruch Hu because it's not something which is shriach by Him, kivyoch. And so says the Maral be'arichus that he says that Yerushalayim is something which belongs in a relationship between an olul and an ila. That since l'Kadosh Baruch Hu stands on top of us, me'mela, we have Yira from Him. But for Him to have Yira, it's nishkenzah. It's not something which is possible. However, comes along a footnote, and he writes in Pachad Yitzchak, after quoting the Hakdama to the Sefer Tarmid Devarah, who establishes this Yisayit, and he argues on him, and he says, "Tfisa zu he tos gruesome oid." A very grave mistake you have made in saying such a thing. Although he does not quote the Ga'inim, which we mentioned before. Because the rule is, there is nothing, not a movement which we do in Avodas Hashem, which doesn't correspond to a midah which we find by Kadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, he says, then where is Yira by Kodesh Baruch Hu? Who does he have Yira from? Now there's other answers to this question, but this is what he says. To understand this teretz, we have to go back to the foundations of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Kitzur, where the Ariya Kaddish explains that the whole world was filled with the endless light of Hashem, the Orein Saif, and Kaddish Baruch Hu removed the Orein Saif, which is called the process of Tzimtzum, and He created a vacant space, what's called the Chalul HaPanay, for Mitzis to exist. This retraction of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's light is an inyan of Yira, because Yira means to recoil, it means to come back, to withhold, whereas Ahava means His fascism going out. So says the Pachad Yitzchak, that the root of the midah of Yira by Kodesh Baruch Hu goes back to the foundation of Ma'aseh Bereishis, what's called the Tzimtzum for those who are familiar. And this is echoed by the Bnei Yisachar and Igud D'Pirka and Remes Shin Yotes, where he says that the Shayrish of Yira in the Bria is by the Tzimtzum of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we go back to the Yiras, which we spoke about before, and the progression of Yira from Yiras HaOinesh to Yiras HaRaimimus to Yiras Chet, we try to plug in this Yisayid of Yira is Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how so? The foundations of Yerushalayim by what's called the Tzimtzum. So what we see right away is that it's not Shayach Yiras HaOinesh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's pretty clear. It's not afraid of us. That we may do something to hurt Him. Ani Hashem l'shinisi, Ani Hashem koidem achet, Ani Hashem achar achet. In Yiras HaRaimimus, it's questionable whether or not you can say, Es Hashem alokech atira from Talmid HaChachamim. It means that Hashem has a certain raimimus for Talmid HaChachamim. But when it comes to the next level of Yira, which is called Yiras Chet, which we explained, based on Mesilas HaSharim, means that a person has a Yira and a Pachad, lest he do an Aveira, that he should lose his Avas Hashem. Says in the Melech in Parshas Vayigash that this type of Yira belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That Kutcher Brichu is afraid kivyachol that man should do an Aveira and to be poigim the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explains, this is the Psat and Pasuk, which we're familiar with in Tehillim, Uchirascha Evrasecha. Uchirascha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol has a Yira, that he's afraid of losing the bond, this kesher with each and every one of us, with Klal Yisrael. What we see when we follow the trail of Yerushalayim is that we're moving, as we go deeper into Yerushalayim, from a Yira which only pertains to an Adam, or even to behemoths, which is called Yiras HaAynesh, to a Yira which perhaps, Yiras HaRemamos, which may apply to Adam Talmud Chacham, which is the Mivchar HaAnushi, and then coming to Yiras Chait, which says in Ma'amadim Melech and other Tzadikin, Shaykh to Kutcher Bichu. However, we can take this sugya one step deeper. And this is not a philosophical discussion. As soon as the tzaddikim speak about an inyan, or makabalit, it's not something which can be debated. There's another type of yira. When we speak about the very depths and the shayrish of Yerushalayim, which comes from a place that, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness, when we understand that oneness properly, what it means, Hashem Echad, and everybody has a different understanding of what it means, Hashem Echad, although there's one true understanding of what it means, and that means everything, everything, mamash. From that place of the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, it's not just the pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yira too. And that's what we're discussing in the sugya. I understand this very well. Because the difference between this emuna and not having this emuna makes a tremendous difference in a person's entire avodas Hashem. Everything which he does is affected by this emuna. Especially davening. And that is that everything, including Yerushalayim, is in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch. We find that by the Sfaradishers, by the Chassidishers. By the Litvish. By the Beninis, like the Chassam Soifers. Everywhere. Says the Chidah. In Pnei Dovin and Parshas Ekev, he writes, "V'leitema, don't think for a moment, Chash v'shalom, bilti yecholes HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahatis lev ha'adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't decide a person's bechira. Ve'ech efsher shehayira lo yechas v'shalom b'yadai. How is it possible that it shouldn't be in his hand? Of course it's in his hand. Everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak, gazra chachmasa, sheim chalitayev lach. He chooses that it should be also in your hands. Says in Ayimeli Melech in Parshas Ekev again. He says, "Perish shahakobi deshmaim chutz mirshmaim she'ain siyu milamalo yirshmaim." It means that there may be no heavenly assistance unless a person asked for it. Ela legabi Moshe milsa zitrasi. What does the Gemara mean when it says that by Moshe was a small thing? He says, "She Moshe Rabbeinu matza shafilu yirshmaim hubi deshmaim." Moshe understood the secret that everything is in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch. And the Vilna Gaon in his Biur HaGadlus in Brachos Daf Lamed Beis, ki hakol b'dishamayim chutz mi'yerushalayim, but there's something which is called lemalo min hashamayim, and he explains this is what the Gemara means, that Elio was heitiach dvarim klapei mala, that he spoke brazenly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, "Ata hasibyoi says libo macharonis, you're responsible for the kilkul." So Abino Avram ben Hagur explains the words of his father. What does it mean when he says lemalo min hashamayim? Explains what's called Yira Pnimis Ila Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biyatzmo. That's Zichr in the hands of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chazam Sofer in Parshas Ekev writes, Hinei Nirali Bevadai Yira Shemaim Hi Bidei Shemaim. Yira Shemaim Hi Bidei Shemaim. V'ldu Le'Yezrael Si Yisbarach Shemaim, if not for his assistance, Le'Yagia Echad Me'Elef Li'Yiras Hashem. If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's helping us with the Siyata Deshemaim, nobody would come to Yira Shemaim. It's just that there's a bechira that a person has. And there are many other Maimakaimas supporting this Yisoid. What this means, Rabbi Yisai, is that there's a har, there's a sada, and there's a bias. But there's a certain amkis when it comes to Yerushalayim, which isn't even on the landscape, so to speak. In the very depths of the sugya of Yerushalayim. Which explains, by the way, why the Gemara doesn't say, Ein Yerushalayim bidei Shemayim. Or Yerushalayim hu rak bidei Adam. Doesn't say that. It says, Hakol bidei Shemayim, that you should understand everything is bidei Shemayim. But there's also an Indian called Chutz mi Yerushalayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol took it out. That's the secret of what we said before, the tzimtzum, that the light was there, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it out, and it made a place for a person to have bechira. But everything is in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch. With this, we can understand the following medrash, I believe. Pesiyata Deshmaya from the Tanchuma and Parshas Vayera, where the medrash teaches us a chiddush on the pasuk by the Akedah, Vayar es hamakom irachak. And it says the following thing. What does it mean, heich nira mirachok? What does it mean that he saw it from a distance? The makom from a distance? Melamed shemetchila haya makom amok. In the beginning, it was a valley. Kevan shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishar shechina sayalav alasis mikdash. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want my shechina to be there. I want to make a makom amikdash. So then Amar, he said, ein derech melech lishkun be'emek. It's not appropriate for a king to reside in the valley. It should be a suitable place for a melech. It should be on high. It should be respectable. It should be beautiful. Everybody should see it. Miyad Ramaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisbaruch L'Tzivas Ha'im HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted to the valley. She eskapsu ha'arim l'makom echad, that the harim should come together, whatever that means. La'aseis makom l'shechina. And this is what's called Har Hamaria. Sheme Yirasai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisparach Nasa Har. From Hashem's Yira came the Har. Rav Nosson Adler parenthetically explains that the reason why it had to be this way, that only later did this valley become a Har, is because Chazal say that every single Har in Eretz Yisrael was contaminated by Avodah Zarah. And so that it should be that the har of the Makom HaMikdash, Har HaBayis, should not be defiled by Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited till the time that it came to build the Beis HaMikdash, that it went from being an Emek to being a Har. So that it should be pure. Well, we see that in the process of this Seder of Har to Sadeh to Bayis, which lines up with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, of course, which is Yiras Ha'Oinash, the Yiras Ha'Remimus, the Yiras Chait, we see that even preceding this Musig, this Daga called Har, this is what's called Emek, of which the Medrash refers to, listen carefully, Mi Yirasai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasa Har. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yira Kivyocho came this Har. And this Emek, this place of Amkus, in the Makom HaMikdash, which is the Makom of Yira, Mi Mikdash Yitzira'u, is referring to this secret called Yirasol Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing which can leave truly the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu in its infinite achdus. With this, we can come back to some of our questions and begin to start to understand based on these yisoides. When we speak about the Makom HaAkedah and the place of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole inyan of Yerushalayim, the idea that the Beis HaMikdash represents, which is that if a person is living in a place of Yiras HaOinish and he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the place of the Beis HaMikdash is not a place that a person is scared of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do to him. He chaps a pachad from the Beis HaMikdash. That he's margish the presence of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Beis HaMikdash. What takes place, that there's an aliyah from Yiras HaOinish to Yiras HaRemumus, which takes place at the Beis HaMikdash. And this is really what the secret of the Akedah is. when we speak about the difference between Avram and Yitzchak, that Avraham was chesed and then Yitzchak is yira, what's called pachad Yitzchak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Avram Avinu to take Yitzchak and to put him on the Mizbeach. This Seder of being mak of Yitzchak on the Mizbeach as an oila has to do with the sugya of what's called being mal Yerushalayim, of elevating our levels of Yerushalayim from the lower levels to a higher level. And to point out parenthetically, the reason why Avraham Avinu was a person that he was toy-faced in Midah of Chesed as his Midah, of course, because Olam Chesed Yibane, it was the very first Midah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. But because when you look and you examine Yiras HaOinesh, it's possible. That's not the type of a year which we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. But it was given over to Yitzchak. But when you take that Yitzchak's Midah of Pachad and Yira, and you come to the Makom HaMikdash and you put him on the Mizbeach and you have to be Malit, what that means is that you're taking what's called the pachad of Yitzchak, which is the midah of yira of Yiras HaOinesh, and you're being malit into a Yiras HaRemes. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. That's why it was dedicated kivyachol through this ma'isa of Akidas Yitzchak as being the makam HaMikdash of what? Mimikdash Yitzchak, come to the Beis HaMikdash and have a pachad from Kutcher Bichu. It's called the Aliyas HaYira. That's what it means. Yitzchak goes up. In fact, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that Yitzchak actually was Nikrav, whatever that means. But what the Zohar does explain in fine detail is that Yitzchak had a feminine neshama, which is why he didn't have a wife until after the whole process of the Akedah. The Torah tells us, by the way, there was a Rivka who was born, and now we're going to make a Shidduch Yitzchak and Rivka. But before that, there wasn't Shaykh, because he had what was called a feminine neshama. And through the Seder of the Akedah, he was given a masculine neshama, neshama b'zachar. What that means for our intents and purposes is that there's the feminine way of Yira, and then there's the Zachar way of Yira. What could be expected of those who are not delving into the sugyas of Yerushalayim and Achdus Hashem, and those who should be delving into the sugyas of Achdus Hashem? That there's an aliyah in the whole inyan of Yira, which takes place at the Makom HaMikdash. Goes very nicely with the Kavanas of the Ari, which explains in Rosh Hashanah that he works with a gematria called Riyu Reshid Vav, which is gematria Yira, and he explains that it has seven aliyahs on Rosh Hashanah. That this whole inyan of Yira Shemayim goes up and it goes up and it goes up. Of being Ma'ale Yira to Nayra. Giving back Yira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the sugya which we're discussing. How to give back Yira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we explain and we try to understand the process from Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim, along this trail of being Mali Yerushalayim to its Shayrish, what comes out is that the Shayfer and Rosh Hashanah, which we explained before, what's the limud of the Shayfer from Yom HaKippurim to Rosh Hashanah? What's the difference between the Shayfer, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippurim? The Indian is that the Shayfer and Rosh Hashanah is an expression of what the Zohar says, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Isaiah says, Tkiya, Shvarim, and Shuvah, connected Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is what? Har, Sadeh, and Bais. It's Yiras HaOinesh, Yiras HaRemimus, and Yiras HaChet. But we follow this trail of Shir HaMalos Mim HaMakim, of these 10 Amakim, as the Ari explains, Oymek is Gematria Yira, that we're, as we walk towards Yom HaKippur, and we're coming to the Shayrish of what Yira is. That we go from the Har and the Sadeh and the Bayis of Rosh Hashanah, and we're making our way towards what's called the Oymek of Yom HaKippurim, the 10th Oymek of Shemal Asmi Mamakim, which is what's called Yirasa Shav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Oymek which preceded even the Har. And so therefore, that's why the Shofar of Yom Kippur, of the Yovel, of what's called the Shara Chamishim, is the Shayrish of the Shofar of the Yerushalayim, from where we learn out the Tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah from. Because really, all these 3 years which we see on Rosh Hashanah are just an expression from the root of Yerushalayim, which comes from the Shofar Yom HaKippur. This is that Shofar of Yovel, of Cheiris, of Yira B'Sharsha. It goes very nicely with a few Ramazan when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, because one of the very important makairis when it comes to understanding the nature of the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is that which the Mishnah says, Hatekeya Letzei Chabor. If a person blows the shofar into a bor, So the Mishnah says, "Im kol havar shama lo yatza." But if he hears the actual call, not just an echo, then he's yotze. It's a very funny case. Hatakeya l'sechabor. But what it's telling us is that hatakeya the shayv Rosh Hashanah into a bor means that there's a place called the bor, which is the emek, from which the kol shayfer comes from. Hatakeya l'sechabor. And the secret of this bor is that eventually this bor will become a be'er. It'll become a place of mayim. And this is referring to the mayim, to the mikveh, which the Mishnah at the end of Yuma tells us about Yom HaKippurim, ma mikveh, metayres atmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayres Yisrael. That the secret of this mikveh, of this be'er, which fills that be'or, which fills that bor, is the secret from which Tahara comes from on Yom HaKippurim. And this perhaps is merumas even in the Kriya Satara, which we have on Rosh Hashanah. It's fascinating. Because if you take a look at the Kriyas in Rosh Hashanah, they both come from Parshas Vayera, of course. And if you look, you'll see that in both Kriyas, we find a reference to Be'er Sheva. Hagar was in Be'er Sheva. The Be'eris of Avimelech were in Sheva. Why are we talking about that in Rosh Hashanah? If I had to choose what to read about in Rosh Hashanah, I don't know what it would be, but it wouldn't be about the Be'eris of Avimelech. It's probably more important things to talk about than that. No. The Chazan know better than me. We're talking about the Be'eris of Avimelech today. The Be'er Sheva of Avimelech, the Be'er Sheva of Hagar. And at the end of the Akedah, it says, Vayeshiv Avram Be'er Sheva. We're talking about the creation of the Be'er. And in fact, Chazal say about these Be'eris, the Torah tells us by Yitzhak and Avram that it was called Shiva, and this one called Be'er. So the Torah says we're going to give a compromise, Be'er Sheva. What's interesting is that Be'er and the word Shiva is that you have Be'er, but Shiva, Shin Beis Ayin Hei, is Rashi Teva, is Sadeh, Bayis, Oimek, Har. Be'er Shiva. This is what we're talking about, the creation of this Be'er in Rosh Hashanah. This is going to be the Be'er, the Ma'amakim, which we're following from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim, which is the Mikveh Tara Yisrael, which is Mechaper and Avonis Klal Yisrael. What's the mechanism and how does that work? So there's a side Yisharim which explains, and this is a very deep side, and again, I wouldn't share inyanim like this publicly. I don't consider this to be public. I'm talking to B'nai Torah. It's a very delicate sugi when it comes to the whole sugi of Yerushalayim, but to understand the amkis of what it means, the Achdus Hashem. Rav Pinchas Karzer has a vart. He says, why would we say the Vidu in Yom HaKippurim, do we say Ashamnu Baganu Gazanu? I'm a Yachid. So the Pashat Teretz is that it's in Lashon Rabbim is because I'm speaking on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. That's how it goes. Seven cards are no. Ashamnu means I did it and you also did it, HaKadosh Baruch. We're in it together. We're in it together. That's called Ashamnu Baganu Gazanu. That there's a secret which comes out in Yom HaKippurim, which means to say that from this amkus of Yerushalayim, that if a Jew is able to do an Avera, Shbaruch Hu is involved. But the Sfarim referred to, based on the Gemara and Bava Metzia, Bailam Imai is Pater. That's how the Chidah learns, Bailam Imai is Pater. That there's a secret which comes out of the Shoyefer in Yom HaKippurim, which is, goes back to what we said before, that Elio was made a Tiech Dvarim Klapei Mala. Can hardly say that. But from that place, from the oimek, from the amkus of Yerushalayim, from that sugya, emerges the Tara. That's called ma'amikvah metaris etzatmeim afakadosh baruch was metaris Yisrael. His involvement, ki'idu, kivyachol, is metaris Yisrael from that place called mikvah, from that be'er, from that bar. This is the secret which the Zohar calls the raza de shofar. Ashri ha'am yoyidei srua. Which emerges from the Shofar of Yom HaKippurim, which separates it from the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Whereas Rosh Hashanah is Avim Sakin Yaakov, which is Yiras HaOinesh, Yiras HaRemimus, and Yerushchayt. There's a chiddush in Yom Kippurim, which is the shayfer of Yoivel Yom Kippurim, which is this place called the Amkis and the Pnimius of what's called Yerusha Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Merubah is in this week's Haftarah, Shuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. Without getting into the details, what that means, Chazal say, Ad Kisi HaKavai, to the Shairish, as it pertains to the Inyan of Tshuva, going by Machteres, which means going by Ma'amakim, the whole Inyan of Machteres when it comes to Shuva. Rami Ibn Yavin. But even the word Shuva, Shin Beis Hei, means Sadeh Bayis Har. But Ad Hashem Elokecha, to the Shairish, which is that place of Ma'amakim, the depths of that Yira, which is what's called Yiras HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to conclude, Yir Shamayim is a deep sugya. And these days of Yom Ha'Ra'im, the Reishis Hashanah, is a zman where we could be mekabel upon ourselves many things. When we ask ourselves during this tkufa, like, how can we improve? How do we move forward? And we think to ourselves, we makabal upon ourselves certain chumras or certain inyanim. Svarim all say that a person should only accept maybe one thing, but these are days that a person has to be machayv himself a little bit for big things. So big days. It's not just a Tuesday, Rabbi Abagar always says, not just a Tuesday in Tevi somewhere. Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Kippur, these are Yom L'Rayim. It comes with a certain achrayus and a certain hischayvus that a person wants to be bigger. He wants to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when we do maisim, we accept upon ourselves things to do, but the pnimius of who we are doesn't match the chitzonius, I think that we find that when the year comes around again, we thought it was going to be the year, but it was really just another year at the end of the year. We take upon ourselves things which either are not mechayv ourselves enough, or we try to accept upon ourselves things which are too much, and we don't have the fuel to be able to upkeep it. But the real mensch is his Yir Shamayim. The true measure of an Adam is his Yir and his Ava. It's all over Svarim Makdoshim and Chazal. This is what Hashem is asking from us. Yerushalayim is the avodah. It's called Yom L'Rayim. But when we try to escape what it means, the avodah of Yira, and how to work on Yira, and that a person should say to himself, I want to have more Yerushalayim, it's going to affect a person's davening, his limud Torah, his whole zehiras and mitzvahs, and his avas Hashem, meaning the whole relationship, which is what avodah Hashem is all about. It begins with Yira. But if we spend time being distracted by other things without getting to the core nekuda of what Torah is about, what Avodas Hashem is about, when we come to the Reishis Hashanah, which is the Nekudas Hashanah, there's a hischayvus in Yom Ha'Ra'im that a Jew looks at the sug of Yerushalayim and he says, I see what's being nis'ala. I see what's going up at this time of year. And a person feels that he wants to be mishtatif in the zman and to utilize the zman, so he says, oh, it's a time to go up in Yerushalayim. That's really what we're mispalo for, and we hope that on Yom Kippurim, that when we stand in Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mamash nothing, ka'ani b'pesach, and we say, ki arachamecha harabim, ki'im banu maisim, we really don't come with anything, because everything is you anyways. Ka'ani b'pesach mamash. We hope in the real measure of the success will be nigash and Yerushalayim from these days. This is what's called Yiras Hashem Tahira Medislad. There's a certain type of a Yira which is Matahira person. It's called Yiras Hashem, Hashem's Yira. It doesn't say Yira Es Hashem Alokach. It says, no, Yiras Hashem Tahira. That Hashem's Yira has the Kayach of Tahira. That's Mamikvah Mitahira, Afakadosh Baruch Mitahira. It's the Yira Shemaim and the Amkus of Yira Shemaim, which is Nizgali and Mekipurim, which is Machaper Mitahira Bnei Yisrael. When a person has a dveikus and a shaychus to that, then aymedes la'ad, then it's not going to be just another year of trying to bounce back from nefilis, and yiridis, and aliyas. No. It's koveya be'a person. When he makes Yerushalayim a sugya that he wants to not just understand, but lemaisa, but to grow in, it's a big hatzlacha for him. Just parenthetically, The shul is called Levavos, right? It's Gematria Yira Tahira. It's also Gematria MS, I'm sure you know that. But it's Gematria Yira Tahira. Hashem Baruch should help that there should be a place, Taka, which it is, of Yira Tahira. If you're growing more in the Beis Hashem Yerushalayim, you should be Zeiche to that day of your Mikdash Yitzhira, to once again to come to the Beis Hamikdash and to feel that warmth and that Ava Yerushalayim with the coming of Shiach Tzidkenu, Meir Aminu Amen.